This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitijan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a terrific Tuesday today as we've seen the benchmark indices inch up right again at fresh record highs. So tell us what really pulled the markets higher and what led to the rally today and what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Indeed, it was a terrific Tuesday. And, why not? Both Sensex and Nifty managed to climb fresh record highs. In fact, Nifty took a slight bit of more time than Sensex did. Tracking the momentum in global markets, bulls charged on D Street and pushed the benchmark indices to fresh record highs. In fact, Sensex rallied over 400 points to hit a fresh record high of 41,401, while the Nifty 50 rose over 100 points to hit a record high of 12,182. Now, in fact, Nifty 50 hit a fresh record high for the ninth time, while the S&P BSE Sensex hit a fresh record high for the 20th time so far in 2019. That's what a CNBC TV18 data showed. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 413 points to close at 41,352, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 111 points to 12,165. Now, remember, both Sensex and Nifty 50 hit fresh record closing highs as well. Now, let's talk about the big money. Well, investors' wealth soared by 1.26 lakh crores in a buoyant equity market where Sensex zoomed by more than 400 points, headed by strong global cues. Now, overnight, if you remember, Wall Street hit a fresh record high while Asian markets also hit their highest level in 8 months on trade deal optimism. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in telecom, metal, IT, finance, and banking stocks, while profit taking was seen in sectors like consumer durable, realty, and healthcare stocks. Now, Nifty Bank also hit a fresh record high of 32,213, supported by gains in Yes Bank, PNB, RBL Bank, HDFC Bank, Kotak Bank, and State Bank of India. Now, global cues pushed benchmark indices to record high, and now all eyes are on the upcoming GST Council meeting. That's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, remember, media reports have suggested that GST Council may raise the base rate to 9 to 10% from the current 5% to actually raise additional revenue. But this is more of a source-based information. Nothing firm has come out as yet. Now, top Nifty gainers include Vedanta, Bharti Airtel, and Tata Steel. In fact, on the losing front, Titan Company, Gail India, and Sun Pharma were prominent losers.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitijan, if you could help us understand in terms of specific stocks and sectors, where was the maximum action that was seen and what helped the indices, inch up higher today?
Right. Well, sectorally, the telecom index rose 3.2%, followed by the S&P BSE metal index, which was up 3.02%, in fact, and the IT index gained 1.69%. On the other hand, BSE consumer durable index was down by 0.68%, followed by the healthcare index, which fell 0.19%, and the realty index was down by 0.18%. Well, volume spike of 200 to 1,000% was seen in stocks like Idea Cellular, Bharti Airtel, Castrol India, Grasim, Just Dial, and NIT Technologies. Long buildup was seen in stocks like NIT Tech, Cummins India, Amara Raja Batteries, Bharti Airtel, Maruti Suzuki, while short buildup was seen in stocks like RIL, Sun Pharma, and Voltas. Now, remember, Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh record high. Let's look at the stocks also, which hit a fresh 52-week high. Well, there are around about 60 stocks on the BSE, which hit a fresh 52-week high, which includes names like Abbott India, Bajaj Finserv, HDFC, Crisil, NIT Tech, Mahanagar Gas, ICICI Bank, Aditya Birla Fashion, and DLF, among others.
Right. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, also there were a whole lot of other stocks that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with the shares of Whirlpool India that fell 4% today after its India Managing Director Sunil D'Souza resigned from the company. Now, LG Equipment share prices also rose more than 3% today after the company's arm acquired a US-based company. Kolte Patil Developers share prices gained 13% today after the company sold 500 apartments at its Life Republic Township. Now, paper stocks also gained in today's trading session, including names like Star Paper, Malu Paper, and Imami Paper share prices rallied over 9% each today, following media reports that the budget 2020 could offer incentives to the industry. Now, this is as per a source-based story from our sister company, CNBC Awaaz. Apart from this, Magma FinCorp share prices slipped slipped nearly 5% intraday today after ICRA revised the rating outlook of NCDs to negative from stable. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, if you could help us understand the technical view right now, what are the charts and the patterns suggesting to us and the crucial levels to be watching out for on the index?
Absolutely. Well, Nifty formed a long bullish candle on the daily charts, and as long as the index sustains above 12,070 levels, you know, traders can expect this up move to extend towards 12,290 and 12,350. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, why we are a little bit cautious at this point in time is because of as we head towards the events such as GST and Trump impeachment sessions on Wednesday, which can actually materially impact or you could say tweak the direction of the market, at least in the short term. Now, it looks prudent on the part of traders to book profits in long positions as market heads beyond 12,200 levels, whereas fresh signs of weakness may emerge on a close below 12,070 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, remember, 12,070 is the intraday low formed in today's trading session. So three levels to watch out for tomorrow would be 12,070 on the downside, 12,182. That's your record high. So that's your first resistance. And if in case we are able to breach this level, then 12,200 and 12,250 would be an important resistance level to watch out for.
Right. Thanks a lot, Kshitij, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's an end to this edition of this podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.